Welcome to Good Natured, a podcast all about optimism and the great outdoors. I'm Haley O'Brien. Today, we're going to talk about some unique wintertime activities, and we'll take you inside a nice and warm greenhouse where a company is using advanced technology to grow fresh lettuce year-round. First, I'm joined by Discover NEPA's Don Jacobs.
Hello, Haley.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Since we were together last, boy, did Mother Nature pull a card on us.
Yes, it's right? Been a really cold winter.
So, you know, this is all about optimism. It has taken a lot, right? I mean, I'm a strong believer in positive mental attitude. It's hard to get up and you look at the Weather Channel and it says, guess what? It's -2 with a -5, 15 wind chill. But you got to be optimistic and positive. So there's a lot of things going on.
So tell me, how are you staying positive through this time?
So I get up in the morning. Well, first of all, I schedule things in advance, right? So I'm a guy, I'm not going to cancel. If you and I are going to go ice fishing, it's up to you to cancel. I'm going,
okay.
Right? So, and I got buddies that are like me. So when we schedule an ice fishing story, I was at Goldsboro State Park. We caught some beautiful fish, but it was not for the people that don't like cold weather, right? So you got, once you're out there, you're saying, okay, now we're going to be positive and we're going to catch fish. And we did. And it was enough for a go wild story on Discover NEPA. So I try to stay positive by scheduling things. It's so easy to wake up in the morning, look outside, grab that coffee and say, yeah, I'm not going to do that today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my keys. I make sure that I have it on a schedule and I'm going to go.
Okay.
Are you a cold weather person?
No, I hate the cold.
You do?
I stay indoors during the winter. So I'm just counting down the days until May, pretty much.
Yeah. And you know, I have the gear so I can dress appropriately. You dress in layers. You know, I have electronic everything, a heated vest, a heated, you know, heated coat, heated socks. But wind chill is wind chill. Now,
yeah.
I've got to tell you, when you're young, you're resilient. And you really don't really care about it, right? I mean, I was at a bunch of events already, and the last since I was with you. We went to Eagles Mirror for the toboggan slide.
Okay.
Right? There we are. Wind chill factor in the negative numbers. It was 1 degrees when we got out of the car, but the line formed and people smiled all morning long.
Wow.
Right? And I think it's probably going to go on into the month of March even because it's that cold. But that's one of those things. A fire department's been doing it for years, right? And they bring it back after a couple of years off. They had it last year and again this year. And the people lined up in the real, real cold weather to help raise money for a fire hall. But to go on a toboggan slide that you can't go anywhere else on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's one of those things. Now, I could see you standing there doing
this
probably.
Yeah, I would not enjoy it. Like, I'm a shiverer, so. And, you know, my first year working in journalism, I covered so many house fires.
In the middle of the winter, right?
Yeah, bundled up. So after doing that, I'm very thankful to have a job where I work in a studio for the most part.
Yeah, I got you.
But, I mean, you've been out in the cold doing a whole lot of things for your segments.
Yes,
going wild.
Yes.
I saw recently you were up at Montage for the Cardboard Regatta.
Okay, and that was a cold one, right? I checked the night before with the organizers, and I said, is it still on? And they said, yeah, we're doing it this way. We expect everybody to show up, but we won't be offended if you don't. They had over 100 Girl Scouts there. Right now, the idea is that prior to that event, in their own little camp places that they meet, we met in a church hall with the group. They built a cardboard sled. Now, some of them were well constructed, some of them weren't. But when they got on the top of the hill, there were smiles everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so and it was real cold. I mean, but they were moving, and they're young, they're resilient, and they wanted to at least try to go down the hill. Now, I did meet with Laura Huff, right? So she's with the Girl Scouts in the heart of Pennsylvania. And she said, if you want to get your daughters involved, Girl Scouting is the way to do it. It's a great organization.
We do have a ton of local troops, but in Girl Scouts, we also have the Juliet option. So if you have a really busy schedule, you can always be an individual Girl Scout. So your parent supports you and you still participate in events like this. And you're just badge earning and all of those things on your own. So there's so many different options, troop, Girl Scouts, and I'm part of the team that runs our academic edge troops, which are in-school troops. So Girl Scouting is a little bit of everywhere.
Good thing to be part of.
It is an excellent thing to be a part of.
So there you have it, right? There's an opportunity. Now, this is the only winter thing that they do. but all year long they have programs. Another one, Scouting America, used to be the Boy Scouts of America, right?
Okay, right.
Scouting America just did their polar bear weekend at Camp Akahila. Again, frigid temperatures. You almost couldn't see for the wind drifts, but these scouts went out in their sleds, station to station. They're building fires. They're out there using compasses. They're doing blind obstacle courses where they had to trust their leader to tell them how to get through it. And they were smiling all the way. And that, and you know, that whole Scouting America program is living on. And they have a polar bear weekend. They have other events. Just look for something to do, especially if you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just at the indoors. Finally, I got an indoor story.
Oh, great.
The Early Bird Sports Expo, right, was at the end of January, Bloomsburg Fairgrounds, 100 vendors, and it was just good to hear everybody. Now, everybody started the conversation with, oh, I can't wait for spring, but this is cabin fever. I'm glad I'm here. So look for indoor events like that, too. And you could find a lot of those at Discover NEPA because we have a heck of a calendar of events page, right? So just try to be positive. Mental attitude, optimistic, and when you wake up in the morning, it's so easy to pull that blanket back up or sit on your recliner with an Afghan, right? Nobody has Afghans anymore. My mother made me one, but with an Afghan, mm-hmm. and you sit there. It's so easy to do that, but do your best to get out and do it safely, do it logically. A lot of the state parks actually offer snowshoes as a loner.
Oh.
So like Lackawanna State Park, Promised Land State Park, Nescopeck State Park. If you probably should call ahead if it's that popular, but there's ways that you can get out and do things you've never done before, and there's three state parks that will loan you snowshoes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really try, and I know you won't try because you can't stand the cold.
Yeah.
If you really want to do something in the outdoors right now, you can certainly do it.
Yeah, and I'm glad you went out with the Girl Scouts because I'm a former Girl Scout.
Are you really?
Yes, and really it is a great way to experience so many things and, you know, go to different places. I remember going to an archery place.
Right.
Never again did I do archery, but I can always say that I tried it.
There you
as
go,
a kid.
Right?
Yeah.
And what's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
The peanut butter ones.
Who isn't?
Yeah, right.
That's mine. And the Thin Mints.
Yes.
And I think they're up for sale now. She was telling me that most of the time when you mention Girl Scouts, everybody goes, oh, that group that sells cookies. Well, no, that was the group that made a cardboard sled and went down, and they still sell cookies.
Yeah.
So, and they smiled all the way. So it was really positive. A lot of the groups, like I said, that Eagles Mirror, they use it to raise money. The Nanny Cole Conservation Club, they just had an ice fishing derby. And they had, it was really cold. Mother Nature's just being hard on us. It was really cold, but they still had dozens of families show up. They caught fish, and they raised money for the Nanny Cole Conservation Club, which is one of my favorite groups. They do so much roadside cleanups and everything. So you could always look for something to do. And if you're not an outdoor cold weather person, then what about just look for a craft fair? Right?
Yeah.
What about just look for anything that's going on in a mall that you can just get out of the house and just fill your lungs with some Pennsylvania air in and out of the car to a building, but don't sit around. Get up and be active.
As you said, put something on the calendar.
Yes. Schedule it and it'll give you a little bit more incentive than waking up in the morning saying, oh, no. I'm going to have another cup of coffee.
Yeah. Well, very good. Hopefully you can help us get through this very cold winter.
Look for something to do. I'm telling you. That's the way you should do it.
All right. Thank you, Don. Thanks so much. Just outside of McAdoo, a massive growing operation supplies most of the East Coast with fresh lettuce. Little Leaf Farms was founded by Paul Salou.
I started it about 10 years ago, and the idea was to bring fresh, great quality lettuce here to the people in the East Coast.
The company has become a leader in a relatively new industry, baby leaf lettuce.
And so we can grow product that's at peak flavor, right, that is not a full-grown adult lettuce, and be able to blend it with different varieties that we grow here, and then make mixes and then supply, we think, an unbelievable great tasting and eating experience for our consumers.
Our guiding principle at Little Leaf and our growing systems, which are all proprietary and how we built ourselves, is how do we create the perfect environment for the lettuce?
This lettuce is grown with controlled environment agriculture. That means even when it's freezing cold outside, it's always the perfect temperature inside.
We have thousands of sensors throughout the greenhouse that are measuring exact light levels, exact amount of humidity, temperature, and that allows us to drive the environment here to exactly what we want for the crop. All the plants move in kind of one cycle throughout the greenhouse, all automatically with machines. Slowly as the plants sprout and grow, they move down the greenhouse, getting exactly the nutrients that they need on any given day.
The advanced greenhouse technology allows growers to create a consistent product.
We are managing the climate minute to minute all day long. We're managing the amount of light we have in here with screens and supplemental lights. We manage the temperature, of course, exact irrigation. And so what that means is every plant is growing to perfect potential. And as you can see behind us, there's no one in the greenhouse. And so we're able to grow our plants, plant our plants, grow them, harvest them, and pack them, all without ever touching the lettuce. And so that means for any consumers at home, they can open up their box of lettuce and know that the lettuce is clean, there's no bugs, there's no outside pests, there's no runoff from creeks.
The lettuce grown at the Carbon County facility is sold in nearly 8,000 grocery stores on the East Coast.
Let's look at the lettuce that comes from the West Coast, right? 7 or 8 days in transport, a couple of days in distribution, and then you get it to the grocery store, so it's simply not fresh. The product here at Little Leaf, right, in McAdoo, which is now the world's largest production facility for baby leaf hydroponic greens in the world, right? We are harvesting 7 days a week, packaging it, and getting it in the store within 24 hours. So people, you know, in Pennsylvania and this and the eastern region of the United States can now truly enjoy fresh lettuce. We've gotten tremendous support from the state of Pennsylvania. That's one of the reasons why we've invested the hundreds of millions of dollars here we have into McAdoo and employed all these people. So it's been a great partnership with Pennsylvania. We're really grateful for the support we've received.
Back now with WVIA's Kat Bolas to tell us about a unique tradition in Sullivan County for those who are brave enough to go out in the cold.
Hello, Haley.
Hello.
So the Eagles Mere Ice Slide is a longstanding tradition in Eagles Mere, which is in Sullivan County, and it is a quarter mile ice slide that volunteers build using blocks of ice from Eagles Mere Lake. So they carve out about 900 blocks of ice and they line them down steep Lake Street and then out onto the ice. So I know like everyone's probably watching the Winter Olympics right now. Ice luge was on yesterday. It's kind of like that, but much more recreational and not professional. So people line up and you take a run down the ice. They say you can get up to 45 miles per hour.
Wow. So it's ice from the lake, and then they set it up on a nearby road, right?
Yeah.
And it's a quarter mile long?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And all of this stuff was developed by the volunteers in Eagles Mere. You know, there's not a place you can go to kind of, like, make an ice luge conveyor belt.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of came up with this whole process over the years. So one of the things that I was told is like originally it was farm tractors. So you'd have farm tractors out on the ice. You know, the ice goes on the conveyor belt, then they load it onto the farm, you know, what used to be a farm tractor, and then they drive it up. You're still on the ice at this point. You're still on the lake. They drive it up to Lake Avenue, and then volunteers up there kind of start piling it down Lake Avenue. But now, because we have side-by-sides and UTVs, like, that's kind of what everyone uses. But there was just, like, this old Ford tractor just powering the conveyor belt out on the ice.
From steep Lake Avenue, you could hear the jingle of machinery. Further out onto the ice, a blue tractor powered a custom conveyor belt. It moved ice blocks carved from the frozen lake for the first time in 11 years.
When I was a kid in the 50s and 60s, in 70s, you probably had one year out of 10 you couldn't make it. Now we have 1 year out of 10 you can make it. I mean, it's changed that much.
That's Scott Lee. He's 77. At the base of the belt, crews in thick gloves, coveralls, and heavy coats floated blocks out of the lake with large wooden poles.
metal prongs poked into the ice. At the end of the conveyor, a parade of UTVs were loaded up with the blocks to make the slide. The toboggan slide is about a quarter mile. Volunteers say riders pick up speeds of around 45 miles per hour.
So they started doing it in like 1904. There's a man named Captain E.S. Chase, and so he was a civil engineer from Wilkes-Barre, and he kind of like developed Eagles Mere as a resort town. And, you know, back in like the early 1900s, they needed ice, you know, for drinks, to keep food cold, to put in the refrigerator. So we actually in northeastern Pennsylvania had a huge history of like ice farming.
Wow.
So that was kind of where, you know, this method to carve out the blocks of ice came from. So they decided, you know, in 1904, with Eagles Mere being this resort town, to make this kind of ice luge attraction. So they would do it every single year. And last year was the first year they were actually able to do it in about a decade, like 11 years, just because the lake needs the freeze. What's interesting to me is that it kind of started like with the resort industry needing ice. And then they just were like, hey, let's make a slide and bring more people up here in the winter. And so, you know, fast forward to over 100 years later, it's still bringing more people up to Eagles Mere in the winter. I know last year when they had opened, people were waiting in line for like 3 hours. They were like chomping at the bit to get on this ice slide, which hadn't been open in over a decade. So it's still like a very popular winter attraction.
And it's the fire company that's behind this, right?
Yeah, so it's the Eagles Mere Volunteer Fire Company. It's their biggest fundraiser of the year. But Eagles Mere, I think in the 2020 census, had about 150 people like actually living in it full time, because it still is very much a resort town. It doesn't just benefit the Eagles Mere Fire Company. It benefits about 9 other companies in the region.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and that's the bulk of their volunteers to carve out the ice, to run the slide, is all from the volunteer fire companies.
I'm glad that you brought the population in, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners don't even know where Eagles Mere is. Sullivan County, that's northwest of Pittston, right?
Yeah, so that's kind of considered, Sullivan County is considered the Endless Mountains. World's End State Park is right by there, and it's just this very cute town. I would love to go back up there in the summer.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Kat, for bringing this Keeping Up with Kat segment to the Good Nature Podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For more on the Eagles Mere Ice Luge, visit WVIA.org. And for more of Go Wild with Discover NEPA, visit discovernepa.com. That's it for this episode of the Good Nature Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.